Welcome everyone to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. Thank you for joining me for another brand new episode. This week, I am joined by Sanjay Morathi, a senior at Timpview High School and a current intern in our communications department. We will be talking about the internship program available to our high school students and the value it can provide. But first, let's go over our updates. There will be no school on Friday, January 12th, Monday, January 15th, and Tuesday, January 16th. Teachers, however, will have a professional development day on Tuesday, January 16th. Look for the weekly video cast from me every Friday. In this short video, I provide important information and updates about work happening throughout the district. And now let's talk with Sanjay Morathi, who is a senior at Timpview High School and a current intern in our communications department. Well, welcome, Sanjay. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Okay, so I am a senior at Timpview High School. I've lived here my whole life, and I've been in the Provo City School District system for my whole life.
That's awesome. Tell me elementary and middle school.
Okay, so I went to Canyon Crest, and I went to Centennial Middle.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. What are some of the best parts about Timpview High School?
Okay, some of the best parts about Timpview is just the community and also just the staff and the teachers. Like, I completely love the staff and they care for our students, and that's been super awesome. And the community has been super awesome as well. Like, we all gather up in sports, whether that is like football or when it comes to like orchestra or band, it's always awesome. Everyone loves to support each other. So that's been really fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I hear that a lot, too, about Timpview High teachers are just incredible. So yeah. I think I just hear that theme keep coming up over and over again. So it's pretty extraordinary. So tell us a little bit about your internship and what got you interested in it and why a marketing and communications internship.
Okay. So I actually interned here at the Provo City School District. So that's been really awesome. That's thanks to Mrs. Bertasso and my brother. So Mrs. Bertasso is our work learning specialist.
Okay.
And so she actually, when I was in eighth grade, she brings students at Timpview to come to Centennial and just talk about their internship. And so like when I was there, I thought it was super awesome about these students just like talking about their internships and what they've been doing. So that kind of inspired me. So when I went to Timpview, I was like, I want to do an internship. And so my brother actually went to Timpview as well. So he was the first in my family to actually or just go to Timpview and be in the American education, or just the education. And so he was like, hey, you should try this internship. Just like, might as well. It's super cool. And you get a second perspective and just a professional, setting. So that's been really awesome. So yeah.
That's good. And so what made you want to do marketing and communications?
So my family kind of, I've been surrounded with marketing and like communications as well. Like my brother, he's in PR.
Okay.
So that's been really awesome. I've always loved writing and I've always just loved just marketing and tactics and stuff. So that's been really fun. So yeah.
What are some of the projects you've worked on? Uh-huh. What makes some of your projects like your favorite? What stands out? What skills are you learning in them?
Okay. So I've done a bunch of different projects. Some of my favorite projects were just like writing articles about students at Timpview. Just featuring them, that's been really awesome, just about their hard work and what they've been doing for the community. So that's been really awesome. I've learned a lot of good writing skills, like some of like those hard skills. So that's been really cool, just like with the communications team and learning from everyone at the communications and marketing team. So that's been really fun. And also one of my favorite was definitely just interviewing seniors last year, just about what they want to do when they graduate. So that's been really fun because everyone had a different just answer and where they were going to college, what they were planning on doing, you know. So that was really fun and just seeing that at Timpview. And I also went to Provo to do that as well. So that was really fun.
So you got to see it from all sides of the district.
Yeah,
and you get to really I think, get to know people at a different level, right? Yeah. When you start interviewing them and asking those questions and just making them feel comfortable and they can kind of open up.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're very good at that because you interviewed me last spring and you did a great job. So
well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you just put everybody at ease and you really represent the student voice just really well. And I just love that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You've talked about writing as one of the skills. What are some of the other skills that you feel like, wow, if I had not done this internship, I wouldn't have gained that skill?
So that would be like more like soft skills, like just collaborating like in a professional setting. It's really cool to just like collaborate with people like-minded and kind of working on a goal.
Okay.
You know, so like just like reaching like a target audience or like just figuring out some sort of article or like what we want to do next. That's been really fun. Just like collaborating with the communications and marketing team.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot about how to interact with adults and communicate? Because we're difficult people sometimes. So like, have you figured out how to like.
It can definitely be scary for sure. Yeah. But it kind of just gave me like just a step just like to be ready, you know, in the future, just like. It's a little bit easier. Yeah. So that's been nice. Yeah. Just like,
was it like nervous the first time? Like
when
you were
like trying,
and now you like have more confidence or tell me like, how does that evolve? Like,
well, honestly, like I have a big age gap between my brother and I've like done some like community service with my brother and stuff with different adults. So I was always kind of surrounded with adults, not in like a professional setting, but either or, but
okay.
Definitely, this was definitely my first internship, so it was definitely scary, but the Provo City School District has treated me so well,
and Yay!
It's been really awesome.
I'm so glad.
So it's been really fun, and I can have a voice and figure out what I want to do and just collaborate, so that's been really fun.
How do you get people to want to read your stuff? Like, I think about that all the time with social media. I'm like, I'm a pretty boring person. Like, how do I get someone to be like, I'm going to click on this reel. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to read about this. Yeah. Like, what are some of the things that you do that you have found help you to be successful in reaching that audience that you're going after?
I think it's cool to have some sort of student perspective, you know, because I'm the only student here. Or
yes.
Like, we do have another intern, but it's cool to just, like, write as a student, you know, just talking about my school, you know, because usually it's kind of hard for students like my age to like collaborate with the school, you know, just like talk, I don't know, like good about the school, you know, like they love the school, but it's just more of like expressing it, you know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think it's cool to just like have a student setting for a district or just what I do, like articles for other students or just interviewing students, just creating unique ways for students across the district to kind of focus in with the district, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think sometimes, like, I will tell you that adults like to sit around and we like to try to think that we know what you guys love and we have no idea. Uh-huh. And so we need to have that student perspective. And I think that's good too, so that there's media and there's stuff that's coming from our district that's going to be accessible to our students, because that's who we serve, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It should be. Tell us how doing this internship has impacted your high school career.
Uh-huh.
And it might be maybe you've gotten less sleep or maybe, you know, I don't know. Like, does it, because I'm sure it creates a huge demand on your time too. So tell us what that does to your, what it's done for your entire high school career.
Okay. So I think like I sacrificed just some time, you know, but that time is like going to be super, super important for the future, you know? And like, I don't regret anything because I've learned so much and I'm going to take these skills for forever, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, it's just kind of like this internship has created just a learning experience that I'll just use forever.
Sometimes when I think about high school, you think about like one event or some event that's like this culminating thing that happened. Has your internship produced any of that for you? And what are some of those fond memories maybe that you're going to look back on as being part of, you know, us participating in this internship?
Yeah, just interacting with students, you know, just interacting with my community. That's been so fun. It's been really cool because I get to learn about them or just like even like speaking. Like I had the opportunity last year to talk about my internship for the district, just around with a bunch of adults. It was really scary, okay. But it was super awesome. So it was just this lunch, and there was a bunch of interns across the district that were just able to talk about their internship. And so that was very memorable for me last year, and I still think about it all the time, but that was awesome. I thought it was super cool.
That's great. Yeah. What are some of the goals that you feel like you've helped the communications department meet as a result of your role in the internship?
I would say just bringing more students across the district just to focus more on the ProCity School District. Good. Just more attention towards the district as well, because a lot of people do hard work here and it deserves to show. So, yeah.
Well, and I do love that you're bringing that student voice in, because I think sometimes we talk a lot about students and we're not talking with students and really highlighting sometimes all of the great things that you guys do, because you guys are pretty incredible human beings. So, do you plan to pursue a career using your internship?
I definitely will pursue a career using the skills in the internship.
Okay.
I've learned so much, and so I don't want to put those skills to waste.
Right.
But I think I'll be using these skills in everyday life. So in either professional or just normal settings, like it's amazing, this internship for me. So
what are your plans after high school?
Okay. So my plan right now is to attend the University of Utah.
Okay.
And so I'll either be majoring in business or business marketing or design, graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you would use a lot of these skills, right, in that area. And I feel like too, like your ability to talk with people, that's, and especially to collaborate with individuals across a wide age spectrum, different backgrounds, that's going to help you a ton, especially if you go into business. You've got to be able to handle different customers and different, consumers and things like that. So
of course,
I think that's going to be awesome. I'm excited to find out where you end up. This is going to be great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited too. Yeah.
That's amazing. How has your internship given you a different perspective or prepared you for the future? Or has it changed your mindset about anything? Or like maybe even as you've spoken to a student, you're like, wow, I hadn't really thought about it from that perspective. Have you had those aha moments ever? Yeah. And what would those be?
I would say just like work hard every day, and just like actually listen to the people that are talking to you, actually listening and taking feedback, or also maybe conveying just something different, So just the social skills and learning and talking. Yeah.
And I think you've hit on something that's really important, which is that piece of genuinely listening to what an individual has to say. Sometimes when people are talking, we're worried about what we're going to say next rather than being like, and even just taking a moment to pause and be like, wow, that's really quite an incredible experience you've just shared. So that's very cool. What advice would you give to, say, a middle schooler as to if you're going to, you're getting ready to go to high school, what kinds of things would you say they need to be doing to prepare themselves to participate in an internship?
First, I would just say just being consistent, with your school and just in every aspect, just like creating friends, just doing good in school. If that's not your strong suit, that's okay. Like you'll find an internship that interests you. So just definitely find an internship that interests you and you're passionate.
And so why do you think that parents and students really should push for this opportunity to be part of an internship and to take advantage of this?
Yeah, I think it's an amazing opportunity. In my opinion, it's a win-win. So for the internship that you're going to, like, they're going to love the help,
Right.
And they'd love to help you out. And on your side, like, you're going to be learning so many things, and it depends on, like, there's so many internships out there and there's so many different fields and you're just going to be learning so many different things. So that's awesome.
So you're going to get good references as a result of that. And how important has it been in your success in this internship to just be really reliable and dependable. Like, people talk about that all the time, about we need people that we can count on that aren't flaky. And how has that played into your success as an intern in the communications department?
I would say you have to be transparent, especially to your mentors and to your, or just like to the people around you. You know, you have to be honest, and you just have to listen, you know, and express how you're feeling. That's definitely a big part of it.
Good. And I think it also helps if people are clear about what their expectations of you are, and then you can meet those more easily, right? Yeah. If you know what those are. So what last words or piece of advice or thoughts would you love to share with us about your internship experience?
Okay. I would say it's hard. It's definitely hard.
Oh, good. See, you're being very honest and vulnerable. Uh-huh, I love it. What's hard? What's the hardest thing about being an intern?
Just like the professional setting, I guess, you know, you don't want to like mess up, or you don't want to, that's a lot, you know, it's kind of like some sort of like underlying pressure, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But the good thing is that like you will overcome that, you know, if you communicate and if you have fun and if you're passionate about it, like it's going to be super fun. Like, yeah.
I appreciate so much that you just said that, like, there's this kind of pressure, you don't want to mess up. I worry sometimes that we put that kind of pressure on kids so much they won't try something hard because they're worried about that. And it's like, no, we know that you're still learning. And so the idea is that you're going to get better at things and improve over time. And we know that, and it's okay. You don't have to be like
amazing,
like, right? Yeah, you don't have to be perfect,
there's
right?
There's going to be ups and downs for sure.
Yes, and that's, and I think I'm sensing that's something that you've really learned from your experience.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Cause I think that's going to be an incredible skill that you take with you, is that it's okay to be learning throughout your job. I can't even imagine, like, if you already knew your job, it would just be super boring.
Yeah,
so this
course,
is good when you're just learning new things all the time. So, that's great, Sanjay. It's been so fun to talk to you. I'm excited. I hope our students, like, do you feel like our students know that this opportunity exists, or what could we do as a district to make sure that our students are aware of these incredible opportunities that we provide for them?
You know what? I think we've been doing great. You know?
Okay, good.
But
okay,
also
good.
I think, like, just social media, you know, like everyone has social media.
Yes.
Now, you know? So just like targeting that to our students would be great. Like, also just a student perspective as well. Cause, you know, like, their teachers will tell them about internships, you know, but will they get that? Will they do it? You know, but if another student is doing it, if they see these students having fun and they're having like genuine moments, you know, and learning so many things, like, I think that's a big deal for sure.
I think you're exactly right. I think that passion that comes out when a student starts talking about what they're learning, that becomes contagious, right? Then they're like, well, I want to do that.
Yeah,
so
of course,
rather than a teacher's like, here's one more thing you ought to do, we definitely should listen to the wisdom of our teachers, but it definitely helps when you hear that endorsement coming from the student's perspective. So we definitely could be better at that. We'll work on that. So thank you so much for talking with us today. This has been super fun.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's awesome.
So awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted anywhere you get your podcasts, as well as on YouTube and the district website. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Until next time.